Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalid, and we're starting on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. Yesterday, at the conclusion of the Shir, we learned the Mishnah, and we're about to embark on the Gemara B'mai Kamiflagi. Since B'mai Kamiflagi, by definition, asks, what is the Machloikis? So we have to remember what the Machloikis was. So let's go back quickly to the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us a story, Mishahya Nosui Dalid Noshim. A person was married to four women. Umeis, and he passed away. It doesn't say that the reason why he passed away was because he was married to the four women, but at least there's perhaps a suggestion. Anyway, but what's Talucha? The four women all had ksubois, but they were all written at four different times, because he married them at four different times. Hurishain Academus Lishniya, Lishniya Academus Lishlishis, Lishis Lervias. Okay. And they all want to collect. But the problem is that there isn't enough money to go around. Because we always go priority based on the dating of the shtar. So the first gets first, the second, third, fourth. Now there is a concern that perhaps tzorori atvisa means I'm always concerned that perhaps before he passed away, the father or the husband said to his wife, you never know what's going to happen after I pass away. See, in other words, let me give you the money already in advance, so you don't have to deal with the assignment, you don't have to deal with Bali Choyvois. Here, I give you the money. So each one of the women says to themselves, maybe my predecessor, maybe the first one or the second one or the third one, maybe they already got money from the husband before he passed away. And therefore, the Mishnah told us that Rishonin Nishbas Lishniyah, that the first one, before she gets paid, wife number two says, I want to make sure that you make a shvur that you weren't prepaid, and therefore make a shvur. Okay, so she makes a shvur. Then number three says to number two, I want to make sure that you didn't get prepaid. Make a shvur. Number four says to number three, you make a shvur. So the first three ladies have to make a shvur. The fourth one, it says in the Mishnah, Revi is the Frash Aloy B'Shvur. She doesn't have to make a Shvur because there's nobody behind her saying, hey, maybe you already got prepaid. No. It's in Yishtu. And therefore, the fourth one doesn't have to. Therefore, the Revi does not have to make a Shvur. Benanas, however, says, just because she's number four, she should go and get a special dispensation. I feel like developing a Shvur. She too should only make, she only gets paid if she makes a shvur. So therefore we have a machloikis between the Tanakama and Benanis about lady number four. Does she have to make a shvur? Does she not have to make a shvur? Now, Rapidik was pointing out a moment ago, l'choyda, we have a rule that haba lipora minichse yisoymim lo yipora ele b'shvur. So regardless of the fact that there happens to be four women, one wife, anybody that wants to get paid from the next Yisoyim, you have to make a Shvur, because the Yisoyim can go and say, I don't know what our father did or what our father didn't do. Maybe he prepaid you. The same thing applies not only to Aksuvas Isha, but also Bal Choyv. Your uncle says, your father owed me money, here's the shtar. The Yisoyim say, very possibly a few days before he passed away, I know you went to be Mavakachoyle in the hospital. Maybe our father paid you off already, and you didn't have the shtar with you, and that's why you still have the shtar. But make a shvur. So therefore, there's a famous rule. So why doesn't this apply over here too? Regardless, your four women, Nishnish four women, anybody that wants to get Nichsi Yisayim, you have to make a shvur. So Rashi points out that perhaps, according to the Tanakhama, you only say this din when the Yisoyimim are Kitanim. Kleine Kinderlach, they're not bar mitzvah yet. But Yisoyim Gedoilim, then they have the opportunity to look over the father's affairs and to investigate and to inspect and to ask Ashes, and therefore you don't have to make a Shavuot according to the Tanakhama.
Was up able to say. And there's one thing about the Baal HaChoyv, if you could say, if there really is a chashash of tzarei atvasa, why was we're tossed? Even if we are later. Mm-hmm. I just entered my mind.
You mean that the women should have to go and swear to them?
To the Baal HaChoyv? They can take a say.
I'm asking. It must be a mission to one. There were no Baal HaChoyv. There were just the four. It wasn't then there were these sites. Look, that's the kid. Anyway, Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah, bottom line is now, I have Machlokes Tanakhama and Benanis, wife number four, have to swear. The question is, what is this sort of the Machlokes? And the Gemara is going to tell us three separate Mahalchim, how to understand the Machlokes. Mahalach number one is Omer Shmuel, top of Tzadik Dalet Omer. Aleph, Kigoyim. She nimtzes achas mihen soda she'enish shaloi. The mass is azoy. Because of the fact that the four women are all trying to go and split up the Yerusha before the Yorushim get the Yerusha, because each one wants to get paid off their ksuba. And we know that metalkli diasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoiv, or the ksuba sisha. So therefore, each one of them gets a piece of property. Wife number one gets one field, wife number two a second field, third field, so on and so forth. Aha. Okay, wife number four may know that one of the properties perhaps has a cloud over its title, and perhaps it was stolen. What's going to happen is, if all four women are going to get a piece of property, there are exactly four fields, each one of the four men is going to get a field. What happens if, after the division took place, 6 months later, somebody's going to come on the scene and say, ladies and gentlemen, particularly the ladies, field number two belongs to me. And here I have a shtar, and it used to belong to my great-grandfather. And the fact that your husband had it, and I'm sorry to say it, but even I grew to Gazlan. He threw me out of the field because it belonged to me, and it belonged to me, and I have my rais, and I have my shtaris, and he's able to go and bring convincing
proof. He wasn't
proof.
There 3 years.
Exactly right. Anyway, so bottom line is, this Nigzal takes over Lemushel field number two. Field number three doesn't make a difference. Okay, so now the question is, can they go now to lady number four and say, lady number four, the only reason why you got a field is because we thought there were four. But there are only three, because number one or number two or number three was really Agigazel the field, and therefore we're coming now to you to take back your field. Are they allowed to do that? Now, we have this Gemara already a few days ago, where the Gemara talks about a Bal Choyv Me'ucher, Shekodam V'Gova, do you say Mashegova Gova, or Mashegova Loy Gova? Which means that even though there is this priority in time, that whoever has the earlier date gets first. What happens if a Bal Choyv that has a later date didn't wait, but he grabbed, either he grabbed through self-help, he grabbed onto the property, or he went to Bezin before the earlier shtaris had a chance to go to Bezin. And Bezin said, okay, I see your shtar, nobody else is here, you're here. And they give it to him. The question is, do you say mashegova gova? Or do you say, no, it's all temporary, but once the earlier dates are able to prove their priority, they can go and take it away from him. And that's an old machloikis, and the Gemara brings that machloikis again today. Says Gemara, Uba Bal Choyv Me'ucher, line number two on the Gemara, Bal Choyv Me'ucher Shekodem V'Gova Kamiflegi, Tanakama Sover Mashegova Loy Gova, Ubenana Sover Mashegova Gova. According to Tanakama, that lady number four got the fourth property, that's all wonderful until and unless you have a situation that one of the first three properties turns out to be a Soda HaNigzeles, property that was stolen. Once we are able to establish that one of the earlier properties was stolen, then we're going to go and take away from lady number four that field. Since we're going to go and take it away from her, we don't have to go and be mashbia her, because her taking it now is lemale v'lemoyed as far as the first three ladies are concerned. As far as they're concerned, lady number four shall have the fourth field. If and when one of our fields is stolen, we'll go and take it away from her.
How long does this window, provisional window, last?
The chayra till the rest of their lives.
It's not a 3-year thing. So basically, for the rest of her life, she's in danger of losing her field. In fact,
all four of them are in danger. If they can, maybe the gazan even agrees to machmer, and he stole all four of them. He didn't just steal one.
No, but he's right. If they really lived there 3 years, the chayra, they have a svara that it was sold. You're always missing a star.
Okay, anyway.
That's a side issue.
Exactly, it's a side issue. Very good. But until 2 years and 364 days, we're all in agreement, right? It's come Zaytaka 3 years, fine. Mitchell, we get to Baba Basra, we'll learn more about that in those prokim that deal with these issues. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. according to Tanakama, Shigova Legova, and therefore there's no need to make a Shvua. Masha Enkin Benana says, Masha Gova Gova. No, no, no. If lady number four gets her fourth field, even though subsequently it turns out that the first, second, or third was stolen, makes no difference. She's a Baal Choy Mu'ocher. She's a later dated Baal Choy. But since she was Gova legally and fine, even though it turns out retroactively that she wasn't supposed to, but Baal Choy Mu'ocher she Gova Gova. If that's the case, now the first three women, before the fourth woman goes into the property, they say to her, we know that it might turn out, might be not, hopefully not, but it might turn out that one of these properties is stolen, and therefore we're going to want to take this property away from you, we won't be able to take away. Masha Gova Gova, make a shvua that you didn't get paid, because if you got paid already, then we're not going to give this fourth field to you. We'll leave it with the Yarshim in the meantime. We'll leave it in suspense, but we're not going to give it to you. But the reason why they give it to her is because we have her make a shvua that she did not receive previously. So therefore, she's able to be goyfer. So that's why Benanis is machayver a shvua, because eventually, the first three women, one of them may have to come on to her and have to come on to that field. So if we want to make sure that she didn't get paid previously. But Tanakama says, I'm not worried because they're not going to get it back from her. That's mahalach number one in the machloikis, Tanakama Benanis. Mahalach number two is Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua. The Kuliyama Masha Gova, Loi Gova. You'll always be able to go and take it back. So in Bazoi, so why do you have to make her make a shvur? Rochabai Chashinon, Shematachsif Kamiflegi. Marsova Chashinon Shematachsif, or Marsova Chashinon Shematachsif. Which Shematachsif means I'm afraid that the lady number four might milk the field, might ruin the field. Meaning, since she knows that people are talking about that maybe property one, two, or three was stolen, and therefore she knows that her days on this field number four are limited, perhaps only for a few days, a few weeks, a few months. She doesn't know when that property may be taken away. She'll say, I'm not going to invest any money in this. I'm not going to put in all the fertilizer, and I'm not going to go and seed it, and I'm not going to go and put in all the koiches that you're supposed to in a field, because I'm afraid that any day they're going to come knocking on my door. Sorry. Sodom number two was Nigzeles, was stolen, and therefore Sodom number four is now going to lady number two. So therefore she's going to tell a tachzif, I'm afraid she's going to milk the field, not invest in it, but just try to pluck out whatever she can. And therefore, we have the same story, if you remember, Legabe, a person who's married to a ktana, who was married through the mommy or through the older brother, that there too we said that since she can ma'enis at any time, the husband is afraid to go and put in any money into it. He'll go and invest, and he'll invest, and invest, and then she'll go and say, okay, you did a great job in investment, I'm a ma'enis, and she moves away, and she takes the property with her. So here too, Shema Tachsif, I'm concerned about that she might ruin it, and therefore we put a shvua on her, so that she should realize this is serious business, this is not just kid stuff, so she should be careful, and she shouldn't go and ruin the field.
In this situation, also with the ketana that could be ma'anis, is there any time we say that the capital improvements that got put into it?
So the halacha tak is by an ish ma'anis that if she is ma'an, that he can give her the bill and get paid for the amount that he put in.
The same with the situation with the soda that gets
over here. No, over here they don't put.
If she was the soda and she put in, you know, $50,000 worth of capital improvements, she can.
In our case over here, Agamara doesn't address it. Agamara says that the Tanakama says, I'm not worried about Shema Tachzif. I'm not worried that she's going to go and do this because I'm not worried that it's going to be Nigzelis. How often? In other words, it's a Kshash. Maybe it'll be Nigzel, maybe it won't be Nigzel. So, based on that, she's going to be nervous. So Tanakama says, not worried about it. The Benana says, I am concerned that maybe that she's going to be nervous about the soda being nigzeles, and therefore Shema Tachzif, put a shvu on her so she should realize, no, she's hopefully going to hold this and not going to have to give it up. Anyway, that's shot number two.
How does it help, really? I mean, there's always that chashash.
Yeah.
Her shvu that she wasn't sorry atvus is not going to help her.
Right.
As long as, and concerning him, by the way, there is such a machlaikas. If someone goes, somebody else's feelings are mashbich.
Right.
So that's the shayla. Yeah. That's what it comes out.
Yeah. Well, we had the Gemara also.
We had it also.
The Gemara said that if a person goes into an abandoned field and puts in an investment in an abandoned field as a good scout, good boy scout, because somebody else went away and he hasn't been there for a year, he doesn't want this field to go and spoil. If he went and put in efforts in it, then afterwards when the original owner comes back, he says, oh, Shkoyach, I love you, you're a wonderful guy. It's not just a wonderful guy, you can also give him the bill for, he has to pay the bill for the amount of investment. But we learned anything more, it has to be that the Shvach was Kishir Haitzor. If, for instance, he put in 50,000 and the property is only worth now 5,000 more, he doesn't have to give him 50,000, he only has to give him 5,000. Mr. Chanari, you invested. Don't you realize the property
like this? Especially if he lost, he's a shmeiker, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't get more than the, you get the lesser of the haitzuis, the expense, and the amount that the property has improved as a result of that expense. But anyway, getting back to our
Gemara, is just the chaymer.
Yeah,
she won't do it.
Exactly.
Even though
that's the chaymer, because otherwise, what nafkamin does it make if she makes a shvur? Anyway, we have Reb David has a bris, and we have pshat number three in the Mishnah. The pshat number three already spoke about when we learned the Mishnah. Zokti Yimara that we have an Abai Omar, the Abai Kishisha Ikibinai. Apparently, in Abai's time, there was another person by the name Abai Kishisha. Kishisha normally means an older, so there was the young Abai, and he's quoting now the older Abai. And what is he saying? The Tani Abai Kishisha. Yesoim Shomru Gidoilim, Ein Tzorach Lemektanim. Tanakama, Lesli Dabai Kishisha. Benanis Isli Dabai Kishisha. That's that we said in the Mishnah that there's always a general rule. The question is, does this apply only to Yisoyim Ketanim, or does this apply even to Yisoyim Gedoylim? Everybody holds about Yisoyim Ketanim. The kid's only 5 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. What's vice there? Vice for Gornish. You want to get paid, then you have to go and make a shvua. But if you're talking about Gedoylim, they're already adults. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe you do have to. This is a machloikis in our Mishnah, says the Gemara, that according to the Tanakhama, even though we have the competition of the four women, but the fourth wife doesn't have to worry about the first three, but she has to worry about the assignment. Shouldn't she have to make a shvur veng the assignment? So the Tanakhama, we're talking about assignment gedoylem. That's why she doesn't have to make a shvur. Benana says it makes no difference. Gedoylem ketanim, you always have to make a shvur. And that's what Benana says in the Mishnah, that the Revius also makes a shvur. A very simple pshat.
So we have three mahal. Rashi
already says in the Mishnah, because Rashi already learned the machzah. Fin Ramosha Shapira, from Rabbi Shapira, already learned the previous master from the Daf, but to give this from the Gemara. Okay, anyway, we're going to write a new shtickle. You can put two dots over here. Omer Rav Huna, Hani Trei Achi Utrei Shutfi. If you have two brothers or two partners, the Islu Dina Bahadi Chat. What's going on? Two people own one property, and then there's a third individual who is challenging their ownership. So, the two owners, Lamusha, Yankel and Beryl. Yankel is now fighting in court against that third guy who's challenging their ownership.
And challenging both, because they should.
Exactly. Challenging the ownership of this property by Yankel and Beryl, but his only litigant, the only Balzin, is Yankel. Beryl is learning daf all day, going through it 12 times a day. He doesn't have time for dinner tires. Okay. A year later, or in American jurisprudence, 6 years later, finally Yankel comes home one day and he says to Beryl, I got bad news. That other guy, he won the court case and we lost the property, we're out of here. Beryl said, did you go and say about this Tana? I forgot that. But what about this Tana? Shh, oh, you know, Beryl, it's a shame that you weren't there. Beryl starts a new court case the next day against the same guy. He says, I wasn't, you know, I'm not bound by the court's ruling, I wasn't here. It didn't involve me. It involved Yankel, but not me. Beryl, I wasn't there. And Beryl wants to start a new court case against that other fellow.
Because he already took possession. Now I'm saying, Dib is the Ganav, though.
Well, then he took possession. Stamazah. You have Yankel Beryl own the field, the other guy's challenging it, they have a long case, and finally the other guy wins. They have to now leave before they have a chance to leave. So then Beryl starts. Exactly, doesn't make a difference.
So anyway, there's no Moitz Machabed.
Exactly. See, Trey Yachi, Trey Shutfi, the Islu Dina Bahadi Hechad, they too have a Dintayra against a third individual. However, not that both of them won. Only one of them went to din. The other guy was learning and davening and saying Talmud. Okay, unfortunately, the guy that went lost. Now, when the Beryl, who's Shutif number two, or brother number two, when he wants to go now into Din Torah against that third guy to go and fight him, he cannot go and say, listen, we didn't litigate this case between us, you litigated against my friend, against my shutev, against my brother, but not against me. You weren't my baldin. We're going to start a brand new case. The other case was Smith against Yankel, and now we have a new case of Beryl against Smith, and therefore it's a brand new case. Says Gemara, he cannot say that you weren't my baldin, because the first brother, Yankel, he represented both, because after all, he's the managing partner of the partnership by the fact that he's the one that brought the court case, or he was the defendant, so he represented both of them, and you cannot have now, you can't bring the case a second time. This was the psak that the Gemara said b'shem Rav Huna. Now the Gemara told us ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman came to Surah apparently for a visit, and Shailui, and they asked Rav Nachman, "Vajokt ir ki haygav in such a case?" My Amalhu, he says, "Did you learn our Mishnah yesterday?" Masisin is tochun to the Mishnah. How rishon and nishbas lishniyah, ushniyah lishlishes, ushlishes l'raviyas. That what? That when lady number one wants to get a property, she has to make a shvuah to lady number two. And when lady number two wants to get a property, she has to swear to lady number three. And three has to swear to number four. The Lurishon Lishlish is like Tani. Why doesn't it say that lady number three can also come on the scene and say, hey, you only made a shvuah to lady number two, I want you to make a shvuah to me as well. And number four can also say, come to me and make a shvuah to me as well. Because after all, each one of us want to get the best field which is available, and you're taking field number one, so you said that you didn't receive any prepayment from our husband, but you only made a shvuah to lady number two. What about to me, lady number three, to lady number four?
What's the difference over here? She made a shvuah stating what the facts are.
Yeah.
What is the second shvuah going to add to it that...
What you're saying is one shvuah helps for everybody.
And that's
the Gemara's teret. That's the Gemara's teret. But the Gemara is assuming the Havamina, why don't you say that each one can separately be mechayev for a shvuah? So you're saying, you can't. Why don't you make one shvuah that's for everybody? Says the Gemara, v'il rishon l'shlishes like tani. It doesn't say that the rishon has to also make a shvuah for shlishes. My time Allah misham l'shlichusay avda. Because lady number two, that was mechayev for a shvuah, she was implicitly the shliach on behalf of number three, number four and number five, she was being mashbiah for everybody, for anybody that's similarly based and similarly situated. That shvuah. The same thing over here. When Yankel went into court the first time with Smith, so he represented Beryl and Shmerel and anybody else that were the shutfim. Everyone, how can you compare? Awesome shvuah like you said, the same shvuah that she makes for Gnendel, she'll make for Miral, for Sally and for Nancy.
Sally asks, there's nothing more.
It's exactly. I make a shvuah that I didn't get a prepayment and finish. She can repeat it 12 times. It's the same shvuah. Hocha Omer, however, over here at Yankel and Beryl, Beryl says, Ilu ano havoi, if I would have been in court together with Yankel, Tanina Tvei, I would have done a much better job, because he only mentioned three tanas, and I have tana number 4, 5, and 6, if he would have asked me, I would have said I would have won the day very easily. So therefore, says the Gemara, we cannot compare the two cases, and maybe Beryl in fact can relitigate the case after all, bringing new tainus to the fore, which Yankel did not bring.
But
this is only a Goli Isim and Mosa. If Beryl is away in Australia, he's on Shlichus to go to Makar of Yidden for Torah Avodah Yerushalayim. Aval Isim Mosa is there Duchdo. He can go and just sit on his hands and say, I'll let Yankel work it out over there, and if he doesn't work it out, then I'm going to go and bring the case. You can't do that. You can't have two shots at the same thing. So if you're around, you got to go and bring all your Aedis and all your Tanis now. If you're not around, it's a different story. Then the Gemara says, according to this Lashon, he'd be able to come back a year later if he's not here to go and read it again. Yeah.
I hate to see Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman was the greatest in Din HaMamonos. I think, because I really thought of Reb Nachman's father.
Yeah.
That's what is that? These different women. This one, you don't have the ozer to lie with a shvut.
Okay.
Maybe that's it.
Okay.
How do you know? She is. He kenda.
Yeah. Okay. Zayigit.
It's possible.
Kenza. All right.
But Menachem didn't say it for nothing.
I have good news for you, Mitch. I'm going to have Reb Nachman on the base. He's going to be the winning star on the Amid base. So you don't have to worry about the Kubbet Reb Nachman. Yeah.
One of the opinions that are the Bahuks in our Mishnah, we talked about a shvut to the Yisomen.
Right.
But if the shvua, I mean, it seems like this issue is sort of attacking that whole thing of Yisomim Gedolim, Yisomim Ketanim.
Right.
What's because the if the Shvua is to the Yisomim,
no.
So why shouldn't she have made a Shvua to the other wives? I mean, as well. I mean, what's the question is, are the Yisomim Gedolim or Ketanim?
Right. Okay.
So the fourth wife, shouldn't she have made a Shvua to the other wives as well? In the same way. They're making the same way his wife number one is making a shvua to 2, 3, and 4, and 2 is making a shvua to 1, 3, and 4, and 3 is making a shvua to 1, 3, and 4. So should 4 make a shvua to 1, 2, and 3? Because now that we're saying that the shvua is going to more than one person, mm-hmm. and it's not just in series,
right?
So isn't in effect when wife number one makes a shvua, she's making it to 2, 3, and 4, uh-huh. and the Yisomim.
Uh-huh.
And when 2 makes a shvua, she's making it to 1, 3, and 4,
okay.
and the Yisomim.
And therefore, what's your point?
So why isn't 4 making a shvua to 1, 2, and 3 and the Yisomim?
Well, Benana Stak holds like you. Benana says, "Nature Yachreina should make a shvua. I feel like develop a shvua. She has to make a shvua according to Benana." Zugmar Vayit Itmar. So now we have finished the first part of the Mishnah. Now we go to the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah, if you remember, was what happens if you have a whole bunch of ksuvos all having the same date? You no longer have Rishon, Shniya, Shlishis, and Revias. They're all the same date. Now it depends on whether there is also a time in the Shtar, or it doesn't say a time in the Shtar. In fact, in our Mishnah it said in Yushalayim the minig was that they used to go and write the Shois. They used to write the time. So you could have 4 ksubis all written today on Lag Ba'omer, but it says Lag Ba'omer, the first one is at 9 o'clock, second one Lag Ba'omer at 10 o'clock, third one 11 o'clock, and the fourth one at 12 o'clock. So they wrote Shois in the Shtar. What happens if they didn't write the Shois and all 4 of them are written for Lag Ba'omer? Says the Mishnah, if there's only mana achas, cholkes v'shoven, then they all have to split it alike, because we don't know which one is first, which one is second. They're all the same date. If you have a shayla, you split the money in quarters and half, whatever the number of ladies there are. Okay, so that's what it said in the Mishnah. And now the Gemara brings a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, chayra on this very halacha. Itmar beishtaris ayoyz miyamechad. 2 shtaris came out for the same day, same date. Rava Macholkin Shmuel Amashuda Daini. Now, what exactly is the case over here? It's not the case like we had in the Mishnah that you have, for instance, 1 mana and you have 4 ksuvais or 4 balei choiv, and therefore you're going to split it up. Here it's talking about an interesting situation where a person owns a field and he sold the field twice to 2 different people on the same day.
Talking about Gazlonim.
Oh, okay. Yankel sold the same field here on the corner of 91st and West End Avenue. He first sold it to Beryl. And there's another shtar for today that Yankel sold it to Shmerel. Wow! Both Beryl and Shmerel now have a shtar. Shtar is signed, 2 kosher Edim. There's even a handpick that these Edim are kosher, so it's verified
star
and notarized.
Is a good star.
It's a good shtar. We have 2 good shtar, and they both have the same date. And they're both talking about Yankel selling. Who gets the field now? Does Beryl get it, or does Shmerel get it? Now, if there was a Zman inside the Shtar, there wouldn't be a problem. Here it says 9, and here it says 10. The guy from 9 o'clock, Avada, belongs to him. He can't go and sell it at 10 o'clock. It's like selling the Brooklyn Bridge. You have an extra couple of dollars, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for a nickel. But obviously, it doesn't belong to your uncle anymore. But I don't know, it doesn't say the Shoy, so what do I do? See, I'm a Machloikas, Rav says, Cholkin, since you cannot prove who's earlier, who's later, and as we'll see in the Gemara, if you hold Eid Chasim Akarsi, it really doesn't make a difference who got it first, who got it second, because you look after the Zman Chasima, you don't look at the Zman Mesira. Anyway, so Rav holds Cholkin, the 2, Beryl and Shmerel, are going to go and divide up the field between themselves. The Dayanim should go and try to tracht a doch. They're supposed to go and try to investigate and figure out to whom did Yankel probably sell the field. Did he sell it to Beryl? Did he sell it to Shmerel? Rashi and Tosfos. But the push of it, Rashi, is that they have to try to assess the mind.
Much more rational.
Yeah, anyway, that's why I didn't want to go into the... anyway, what would be the rationale over here? So Rashi says on the Omid Beis, to whom he was probably more chaviv. Yankel liked Beryl or Shmerel more, one or the other. Why did he write out the second shtar? Rashi says, hitza oisa. He was tricking him. Now, why was he tricking the other one? Probably 2 people were nudging him and saying, Yankel, sell this field. We want the field. and Yankel couldn't get rid of them. So the one that he really wrote to was number one. That was Perel. Shmerel, he wrote to just get me, you know, the Dreymerishka Kop. You know, I give you shtar too, sure, it's yours. And Yankel felt, since he already had given the shtar to Perel, he figured Perel now will have it, then Shmerel won't have it, but at least Shmerel will leave him alone until he figures out the truth. In the meantime, he'll prepare himself to go on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and he won't be bothered with him. Anyway, so the point is, a machloikis is yachloiku or shudu daini. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask subsequently from our Mishnah's mashma, cholka is bishava. See, Gemara is going to ask Akash and Shmuel later, but before we get to them, we want to know what's the basis of machloikis. Leima rav di omer kramei di omer edi chasima karsi, u Shmuel di omer kerebruza di edi Mesira Karsi. Now this machloikis is a very famous machloikis in Masechtas Gittin, where there the Gemara talks about the dinim of Gittin. What's the dinim of Gittin? We normally think of Edim for purposes of raya, for evidence. In other words, I want to know, did the guy borrow the money? Did he return the money? Did he steal? Did he, chas v'shalom, was there a ritzicha? Was the guy mechal l'shabbos? Whatever it was, you need to wait him to go and say, yes, no, maybe so, Edim. But that's l'raya. There's some times that you need two Edim for kinyan purposes. What means for kinyan purposes? That without the Edim, you cannot make the kinyan. A get has to have two Edim. The question is, does it have to have the Edim signed in the shtar? Or is it enough to have Edim that witnessed the giving of the get from the husband to the wife? So, if you hold like Rebbe Lozer, that Edim Mesira, the Iker is to have the Edim watching and looking, the get doesn't need Edim at all. You can have a get written, normal get, without having any signatures on it at all. How come the minig is that we all have the signatures, Dr. Blazer? Then they tikkun olam. What's a tikkun olam? If afterwards, in 20 years from now, the wife is going to want to remarry. And then people say, oh, maybe you're nation ish. I have a get over here. The get is not signed. Oh, I got my two Edim. Edim, come on. The two Edim never passed away already, or they moved away, Lamdina Sayyam, and you can't find them. So the best thing is, I'll stick an oilam, go and sign the shah. But according to Belozzi, you don't need Edi Chasima, the Iker is Edi Mesira.
Yeah. Just add that, I remember that if he's holding the get, she could say, the Edi Chasima are really saying Mesira, because how then did I get it?
Okay, fine.
The guy writes the get. What's doing my
good.
Shtoch Yoli, my boy.
Very
so
good.
That's kind of Edi Mesira.
Okay,
sense.
Beautiful. Anyway, so bottom line is, no, he's upsaying it, saying it. The Gemara is extending this machloikis, and it's not only that it's extended, because the Masechta Gittin itself says that although the major focus is legabe Gittin, but the same thing applies to legabe shtoris ba'alma. What gives the toikif to the shtar? So the toikif for the shtar is, and we're not talking about that a shtar was written from Reuven to Shimon. We're talking about that it was written by a soifer stam. Now the question is, there were no Edim on the shtar. Is the shtar a kosher shtar? There are no Edim. It's a blank. There are no chesimus. Or do you say you have Edim Mesira? The same machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Lozer. Now the question is, what does it have to do with Rav and with Shmuel? So says Rav, because of the fact that these two shtarois were written and signed on the same day, and they didn't write any hours into the shtar, they're megala das that I don't really care when the shtar is given, because if I really cared about it, I would write in 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. But the fact that the minig in this mokum is not to write it, and we didn't insist on it, so apparently the two recipients were not makbid that they should go and write and be able to define exactly which moment. And Rashi says, even if you could go and bring raya subsequently that the first shtar was given in the morning at 9 o'clock, and the second one was given before mincha at 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening, it makes no difference, because it's Edi Chasima Karsi. It's not the time of the Mesira that counts, it's the time of the Chasima. Now obviously, if you only have the Chasima and you don't hand it over, it's not going to become a shtar. I can write a shtar and have two Edim signed. If I don't hand it over to the other guy, it's not effective. But what is effective, it's effective as of the Zman of the Chasimus. You see, Rashi says the two lines from the bottom. V'afil ze shachris, v'ze b'mincha, ein ze goy v'yois mize. It makes no difference. Azei lent Rav, because he hearns like Ramei. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Rav says, Edi Chasima Karsi, that's why Cholkin, they have the same date. They split it up. Mashen ken Shmuel said, no. I hold like Reb Luza. Reb Luza holds that the Iker is the Mesira. Let's find out when the Mesira was. Oh, and the Mesira was in the morning. Give it to the guy in the morning. Mesira was in the afternoon. Can't give it to the afternoon guy. The other guy got in the morning.
It's not sure that the diner.
What?
It's not sure that the diner.
Rashi Nimud Beis. Zok Shmuel, if you can go and find the Edom Mesira and they remember that the two Edom go and say, yes, we remember that Beryl got it in the morning at 9 o'clock. And the other two Edom says, yes, we were there. We remember. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then there's nothing to talk about. Of course, the guy who got in the morning gets it before the guy in the afternoon. Even though the date is the same date, we go after the Mesira. The problem is that the Edom Mesira is in the Nishda. I can't find the Edom Mesira. That's the reason why they had the takana of signing in the first place. We found the Edom Mesira, but they just don't remember. We were so busy that I remember something about handing over your
gedenk. People didn't have watches, weren't sure what time it was.
I don't remember what it was. 9, it was 10, it was 11. I don't remember. You know the famous Masim at the Belzeruv with the Bris. Yeah. A Belzechusin comes to the Belzeruv and he says, Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, I have wonderful news. I got a Ben Yochid, I got an Ein. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. No problem. What's the problem? I don't know when to make the bris. What do you mean? The baby was born on Friday night. And I'm not sure when this man was. Now, if it was earlier on Friday night, then it would be a Friday bris. If it was later on Friday night, it would be a Shabbos bris. If it's been a Shmushis, then you have to push it off to Sunday. I don't know what to do. It's a Friday Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, do you remember what time it was? No, I wasn't wearing a watch. But one thing I do remember, it was the time when the Rebbe came around, Unzoheim Tzedam Zung Hoidi Bamincha. But Hoidi Bamincha, that's when the baby was born, exactly at that time. So the Rebbe says, what's the Shalah? This is Zich. There was a zikra at night. It's about a Shabbos bris. There's nothing to talk about. Whether the story is true or it's apocryphal, about they zog in the masa. So here too, if they would know exactly this man by the Eidim Mesira, there wouldn't be a shala. But it's so much they don't remember. I don't remember what's mincha time before mincha, after mincha, before the daf nochda. And that by both of them, we don't know whether the Beryl got first or Shmuel got first. What do we do? Then the Bezin says, Shuda the Daini. What's a Shuda the Daini? Says Rashi. Since I'm not sure, if you look at the Rashi, the fourth line from the top on Umid Beis. Says Rashi, V'hocha yesh loymar, Shemo echad ha-yechoviv olav yoyser, U'kodam u'mesore loy. The first star he gave to either Beryl or to Shmuel. There's a shiny hitter, and the second one he was just tricking. Like we said before, maybe the guy was bugging him, and he said, okay, you can do Cheshtar. And therefore, v'chilo yodinan, but I don't know who was the one that got it first, who got it second. Shuda the daini, lefi mashehem royim, mi mehem hayerogel, etzle yoyser, the shuda adifa mechaluka. So what the Gemara is saying is, according to Shmuel, when we do the shuda the daini, the Bezdin has to try to use their shikul hadas, exactly, their discretion. Who is it more likely that Yankel would have sold it to? If Beryl was a next door neighbor and they were good friends and they were constantly playing ball together and they're constantly learning together and they're going to work together and they were, everybody knows, friends. And then Shmuel happens to be a guy from out of town that he barely knew, whatever. It's more likely if he sold it to his good friend as opposed to selling it to somebody else. Okay, but anyway, that's the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Zok the Gemara, is that the Machloikas Rav holds like Rav Meir and Shmuel holds like Rav Elazar? Now, what's so terrible that that's going to be the halacha? Because we're going to see in a moment that when it comes to Masechta Zgitin, everybody agrees that we paskin like Rav Elazar. Everybody holds by Gittin we paskin like Rav Elazar. If by extension we're going to say the same thing as Gabi Shtorois, it's going to mean that Rav is arguing with the halacha. Rav holds like a mayor. Is he paskining Shaloi ki hilchasa? And that's basically what the Gittin is asking. Says Shmuel Loi, Nishkarai, the Kuli Alma, Rav Elazar. Everybody, even Rav can hold like Rav Elazar. The question is, which one are you better off? Are you better off making each one 50% happy and 50% sad? Or are you better off hopefully making the right guy happy and the wrong guy sad? Meaning, there's no way that the Bezin can know 1,000% who's right and who's wrong. Because both of them have a shtar with the same date. No one can prove whether he was the first one or he was the second one. We pass the tak like Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar says, Eid Mesira, if we could tak a proof that he got it at 9 and he got it at 10, the 9 o'clock guy would get it. But nobody remembers, nobody knows, they know Eidim. What should we do? So Rav says the best thing to do is, since there's no way of proving 1,000%, just split it down the middle. Yes, it's true that the guy that really should have gotten it will be a little bit upset. But at least he'll get the 50% to get something. Something is better than nothing. Gesundheit. Shmuel, no. If you're going to go do 50-50, the real guy, the one that really should get this property, is Zicha losing 50%. I don't want him to go and lose 50%. Therefore, Shudadaini, we should try to figure out, and hopefully, Elikim Nitzav Badas Kael, Kadosh Baruch will hopefully go and give them the right Hashrom, the right Kavunas, and everything that they should be Zoicha to come to the Emes. Yeah?
I understand by Gittin, because it's an Inyan and Isser Veheter, why we have to have a moment where the get is effective.
Right.
But in the case we've had earlier of transactions of property, it's not just the shtar, it's also the owner going and doing something on the field.
Chazaka.
Right. So there's a mutuality of kinyan here that doesn't exist by get.
Yeah.
I remember from Gittin that the get being given requires a moment because she is passive. She can receive the get even against her will in the Torah. But here it's not. Here is a mutuality in a kinyan. Why are we expanding or extending the inyanim of Eidim Asira Karti, Eidim Chasima Karti?
That's another shot.
Here.
Okay. If it's Zeya good. So imagine when we get to Masechta's Kedushin, how do we begin the Masechta? Isha Niknis. What are the three? So now you go fast forward about 10 or 20 blot, and then the Gemara start going into not only Dinam of Kedushin, but also Legabi Koyin Avodin and Legabi buying also properties. And the Gemara is going to go and say that just like there are different types of Kinyanim by Kedusha Isha, same thing when you're buying a property, Lehavdil, there are also different Kinyanim. One of them is Shtar, and one of them is Chazaka. Chazaka is what you're talking about, Noal Godar Uparatz Koldu, and like we had yesterday, Daisha Metzri, Ayna Haram. But we're not talking, nobody made a chazak
yet. There's a mutuality in case, because you're also giving over the money.
Okay, that's another kinyan. A kinyan also have kesef, shtar, and chazaka, legabe karkois. But here, assuming nobody gave any money, we just have two shtaris. This has a shtar, this one has a shtar, and now we're trying to figure out who got it first, who got it last. Reb Elozer says, as soon as you can go and prove who is the first one that received it, he gets it. And both Rav and Shmuel, according to this Loshen, paskin like Reb Elozer, if you can show that you got it at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you're the first guy, you get it. Unfortunately, nobody was able to go and prove it. They all had amnesia. They know Adim. Nobody remembers. Mevesnich. Vozel medyetzton. And Yankel, of course, the one that did it, is also not here. He passed away. He ran away. Whatever it is. We don't know what to do. Says Rav, the best thing is to go and do 50-50, because at least you get 50%. And Shmuel said, that doesn't nishkaveik. After all, even though Taka, the right guy, is going to get 50%, but he's going to lose 50%. So therefore, the Bezin should try to figure out, using their groisa chochma, and hopefully Nevu and Ruch HaKodesh and all the rest, to try to figure out who's the right guy. And if the right guy is the next door neighbor, who's his best friend, he probably gave it to him. So it's probably him, and the other guy was draining my cup, and that's why he gave him all to Ishtar. So therefore, that's the machloikis, Rav Sova, Chaluka Difa, Shmuel Sova, Shudah Daniel Difa. Freiti Gemara, Umimotis Amris, Umimotis Mukmis Lei, L'Rav Kibbeluza. You just said now that everybody holds like Kibbeluza, both Rav and Shmuel. V'Omer Rav, Yehuda Omer Rav, Halach Kibbeluza begitin. Rav said, Halach Kibbeluza begitin. So now you're going to probably tell me, yeah, I believe Davka. It couldn't mean that both begitin and Bishtah. Oh, one second. Rav Yehuda, who first learned by Rav, and Barry will remind us that after Rav passed away, what did Rav Yehuda do?
He went to
Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda originally said the name of Rav Alach Rabuzavigit, Ki Amrita Kamar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says now, when I repeated this shtickle toyra in front of Shmuel, Omar, don't just say begin, Af Bishtarois. Now, why did Shmuel have to make that statement? Michlal the Rav some Bishtaris law is the Chmashma that Rav only held by Gittin and not by Shtarois. And you just said a moment ago that both Rav and Shmuel hold like Rebbe Lozor. Let's go back to the first pshat in the Gemara. Rav holds like Remeya the Eidei Chasi Makarsi.
Gittin, that's the pshat. He doesn't hold that this is here, because here the Los by Gittin is like Rebbe Lozor.
Everybody agrees with Rebbe Lozor.
But by Shtarois,
Atazeh.
That's not the Machlal.
polite.
Givaldik, givaldik, givaldik. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Gabi gittin kuli alamoida reviewed Amarav said aloch and Rabbeloz are begin, but only by gittin, not by shtaris. Shmuel said aloch is like Rabbeloz even by shtaris. Oh, kum de chois by shtaris is a machloik, is to be paskin like Rabbeloz or not. Rav obviously did not paskin like Rabbeloz or bishtaris because he said begin. Now, maybe he said lav dafka, but we see from the reaction of Shmuel that Rav held only by gittin, not by shtaris. So what does he owe by shtaris? Like Ramei. Oh, there goes. So that's what Rav says in the Yomar Aleph, Kremei, the Yomar Edi Chassi Makarsi. And like Rashi said in the Yomar Aleph, therefore it really makes no difference when the Mesira took place, B'Shachris, B'Mincha, as long as it's the same day, and it's signed for the same day, they split it down the middle. Well, according to Shmuel, no, it goes according to the Mesira. And if I don't know when the Mesira is, then Shuda the
It looks Great like one. In Paskan, the way told me, all these questions when the Ksubas, if they're written the same day, it doesn't make a difference when they were given L'chayda before.
If you hold Eid Chassim,
like Rav.
Exactly. Oh, well, the Gemara is going to ask now Akasha now. Meisvei. Now, the Gemara is quoting a Braisa, which is almost identical to the Mishnah. The reason why the Gemara doesn't ask from a Mishnah is because the Gemara is going to say, Eim Seifa in another two lines, and that Seifa is not our Mishnah. So what was the Braisa? Meisvei, Shnei Shtoris, Ayoitze Meyam Echad, Cholkin, which was Halachli on our Mishnah yesterday. You have two Shtoris for the same date. There's no time written in the shtar. Cholkin, you split it down the middle. Frank, you want to give the Shmuel? Shmuel took his off, shooting the dini. Unzer a misha shteita cholkin. Amalach Shmuel, hamani remeir he. But no, the amik Reblozer. We just finished saying a moment ago that the machloek is Rav and Shmuel is remeir, and Reblozer he says, okay, I'm masking as to do a remeir out there. I'm not the only opinion in town. There's a remeir. Remeir holds Eidi Chassi Makarsi.
Stam misha remeir.
Exactly. So if that stam Bryce will also be like remeir and ich. You tell me that price goes according to Remeir. Let's continue on in the same price. Vushtei dvaita, kosavli echad umosarli acher. The guy wrote two shtaris. Shtar number one he wrote for Yanko. Shtar number two he wrote for Beryl. And he gave shtar number two to Beryl before he gave the other shtar to Yanko. So kosali yachad umosali acher, and he gave the second star to the second one. Now, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, avada the first star, he also had to eventually give it to the other fellow, because if you just write out a star and you leave it in your dresser in your drawer and you never hand it over, nothing happened. To make a kinyan on the field, you have to go and give the star. That's according to everybody. The question is, what is the effectiveness of that star? Is the effectiveness vis-a-vis the chasima, or the effectiveness vis-a-vis the mesira? Anyways, the Gemara says kosali yachad, he wrote a star for Yanko, umasli acher, but he gave a second star for Beryl. Zeshe masaloi kana, the one that he gave first to will be kind, even though subsequently he's going to give the first star to the second. He's going to give it second to the second star. In other words, they're both written for the same date, and this is 9 o'clock, and this is 12 o'clock. And he gave the 12 o'clock star first, and he gave the 9 o'clock star second. Shteitu don the brisa zeshe masaloi kana. Now, obviously, who does this sound like? Does this sound like Remeir? Does it sound like Rebelazer? It sounds like Rebelazer. Frank Demar vi Remeir amai kana ho amar edi chasim makarsi kuncha. It makes no difference who he handed it over to at 9 and who he gave it to at 12. If it's both written for the same day, they're both koine as of that day. Is doch schwer in this price. Mushum doch sagen that this price goes according to Rebelazer. And nevertheless, it says in the Tanakama, according to Rebelazer, Cholkin. So how can Shmuel say, nah, that price is a mayor, and he held Rebelazer. Even Rebelazer holds Cholkin. Is doch schwer on Shmuel. And for the Martanoi, besides Remei and Reblazer, the sign you will learn the Brice, V'chom oimim yachloiku, V'kan omru mashi yirza sholish yase. What is this case? Ikka chosim in a sefer, but it's a very, very simple case. Again, you have Yankel and Beryl. Yankel wanted to go and send money to Beryl. So he calls up Reuven, he said, Reuven, by any chance, are you going to Brooklyn today? Yes, I'm going to Brooklyn. Could you do me a favor? I have a very good friend, Beryl, there. I want you to go and give him $100. Sure, no problem. Give me that money. Count it out. Goes over, goes by subway, goes by car, whatever. He goes to Brooklyn, and he gets there, and he sees big, big signs that this Beryl, unfortunately, halach loilamoy, and by in the Satan in the Koyle Shem Yechoymes, or the Koyle the other place. Anyway, there's going to be a big, big Levaya today, and everybody's invited to come to Levaya, but to Spade. I have the $100, but he didn't tell me, is he paying off a choiv? Is he giving him present? Is he returning money? I don't know what it was for. I don't know. So he says, you know what? I'm going to go, Reuven says, I'm going to go back to ask Yankel, what do I do with the money? Should I give it to the Yisoyimim? Should I give it to the Almana? Should I put it in the Tzedakah Pushka? Should I keep it? I don't know. So he goes back to Yankel, comes back to Yankel. Big, big sign, unfortunately, Yankel Halach Leilomoy. Yankel and Beryl now are sitting together in the Bis Medrash Shalmala, they're learning the Daf, Zayin and Tzant. But now, Reuven says, who do I give it to? Should I go and give it to Yankel, Yankel and Nishdil? Or maybe I should give it to the assignment. Maybe I should give it to the assignment. I don't know. What do I do now? He has no idea what to do with the money. Zok the Gemara. If the guy wasn't honest, he would just pocket it. He would say, your uncle doesn't know, Beryl doesn't know, but both say, well, but this is an honest Jew, so what are we going to do now? Since Reuven doesn't know what to do with the money, he should go and split it. Give 50 to the Yisoyim of Yankel, 50 to the Yisoyim of Beryl. The Kan Omru, but by Unz, what says by Unz is Rashi, means in Bavel. In Bavel, they paskind. Mashiyetza Sholish Yase. What the Sholish thinks is the best way of doing it. Now, not that he can go and just say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, but Rashi says, the same shooter, the dini that we said before. Before we were talking about Dayanim do the shooter, and now this Shliach does the shooter. He tries to figure out what his uses his discretion, but he tries to use as much Chachma as possible. Hopefully, this Shliach is a Chacham.
Shliach Adam Kamoise. He's the only one. Empowered because
he's not empowered, so now he has to use that power and use his discretion wisely. What does he think Yankel wanted? Did he think that Yankel really wanted to give it to Beryl, and if Beryl's not here, he wants to give it to kids? In other words, he knew that Yankel and Beryl were very, very close friends, and he not only liked it with Beryl, but he went to all the Beryl Tzimchis and to the Brisim and to the Chasanis and to the Bar Mitzvahs and all the rest, and he knew all the children. He used to give very generously to blah, blah. So probably he would want to give it to the assignment. Or maybe no. He hated Beryl. He went, he's bothering me for the last 20 years. Give him $100. Get rid of him. I don't want to talk to him anymore. And then afterwards, then Reuven finds out that Beryl passed away. He says, Yankel's probably so happy. I'll give him the money back. In other words, he has to try to figure out what Yankel really wanted to do. He does the best way possible.
Okay. If he's a chacham or what he is, he could be a total idiot.
It's true.
Reuven?
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll come up with the right decision.
No, the right decision. Whatever he says is the right decision. Hashem will make him.
Yeah, well, hopefully Hashem will make him have the right decision. Sometimes Hashem doesn't get involved. Hashem says,
some say that's like a shoot at the time.
Yes, shoot at the time. This is the toy.
Your whim.
Whatever he says is the right decision.
Anyway, I see you're not so happy with that. That's why Chomoy Miachloiku, Chom Say Takas, but it's on the middle. Exactly, you never know. And now we have another Machloikus now, another Shaila, and this is a real life story which happened with two brothers, and it's very, very interesting and a little bit colorful. The Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, and we'll see in a moment that this Mrs. Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, had multiple children, and we're going to focus on Rami Bar Chama and also another son, Mar Ukva Bar Chama. So, Imei Rami Bar Chama kosta sinu lenechsa Rami Bar Chama b'tzafra. In the morning, she wrote at Ishtar, giving her nechosim to her son Rami Bar Chama. La'urta, now urta often means evening, but here it means late afternoon, before evening. In other words, the same day, but later in the day. Because the sinu lemaruk for bachama, she took the very same nechosim and she wrote them in another shtar for maruk for bachama. So the question is, who gets the nechosim now? Now avada, she wrote Rami bachama in the morning, and she wrote for maruk for bachama in the afternoon. And now we get back to the same questions. Do you pass like Rameir? Do you pass like Rebbe Lazar? Do you go and say Shudu Dedaini? Do you say Yachloiku? And apparently the Imei is no longer around. Perhaps this was her last day on earth, and then she passed on. So we have no one to ask. We only have Rami Bacham and Mar Ukva Bacham. So now, Osrami Barchama, the Kamad Rav Sheish. He went in front of Rav Sheish and he asked him, what should we do? Rav Sheish says, Rav Sheish says, you get it, it's yours. Also, Mar Ukva the Kamid Rav Nachman, this is Rav Nachman they had in the Omid Aleph, and he asked him, what should we do? Ukmei Benechsa. So he said, you get it. So now, Rav Sheish is paskin like Rami Barchama, Rav Nachman paskin like Mar Ukva Barchama, is Lebedik. So now, instead of the two brothers quarreling, because they both, each one has a psak of his die and of his roof. Usu Rav Sheish v'kamer Rav Nachman. Rav Sheish comes to Rav Nachman. Amalei my taima oven mar hachi. Rav Sheish is a little bit upset. After all, I, Rav Sheish, is paskin first, and I gave it already to Rav Bachama. Rav Nachman, really, you're going against my psak by giving to Maruk Vachama. Why did you do that? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman gave the question back. My taima oven mar hachi. Why did you paskin like Rami Bachama? Is Amalei the God? That Rav Bachama got in the morning at 9 o'clock. He only got a board, so of course I gave it to him first. Amalei. So now Rav Nachman said to Rav Sheshes, "Ought to be Yerushalayim Yasvinin de Kasvinin Shoois." After all, if you look at the Shtaras, it doesn't say any time. By the fact that it doesn't say any time, it looks like there is no Hakpada. They both signed and they both were written, signed and sealed for the same day. And the Lechayra, you have no din of Kodim because he got in the morning. You don't worry about whether he got in the morning or not.
Is that because in Yerushalayim you said that they usually did write the time?
Right? Yes, you see, unfortunately we didn't have the pleasure and the privilege, the covenant for Gnigan of your learning with us yesterday.
I think you mentioned that this morning.
And we mentioned this morning too, because it's the same Mishnah. The Mishnah hasn't changed. And the Mishnah says, "Bekacha you koisim Yerushalayim shoys." In Yerushalayim, the Taki used to write shoys. However, most places they didn't have that. So he's saying over here they don't have that custom.
They were bubble.
Exactly. So ought to be Yerushalayim. You see, are we living now in Yerushalayim? Unfortunately, we're not living in Yerushalayim. If we'd live in Yerushalayim, we'd all probably be in Miron now, or at least last night. But ought to be Yerushalayim Yasvinan, the Kosvinan shoys. They didn't write shoys, and therefore that's the reason why I don't think you're right. So he asked him, "Elamar my taima oved hachi." So then, now Rav Sheshes now says to Rav Nachman, "Okay, you're right. It doesn't say shoyis. You don't go after the one in the morning. Vosepis, why'd you go in the one in the afternoon like Marukva? Vosepis, Amalei shuda de daini. Because ichal shuda de daini, I have to try to figure out who is more appropriate. Who did mommy love more? Did she love Rami Bachama more? Did she love Marukva more?" Is Amalei Hanonami Shuda Dadaini. Just like you, Rav Nachman Shuda Dadaini, I also did Shuda Dadaini. So why is your Shuda Dadaini better than my Shuda Dadaini? That's what Rav Nachman was going to ask him that. But therefore, we're both Dayanim, both of us did Shuda Dadaini. Why, Rav Nachman, do you kind of infringe on my previous Psak? I already paskin like the Zizuk Trav Sheshes. I gave it to Rami Bar Chama. Amalei, so now Rav Nachman answers two very strong answers. Number one, Chod Dador Daina Umar Lav Daina. I happen to be a certified Dayan, you're just a Dayan. What means a certified Dayan? Says Rashi, I was appointed Dayan Al Pi Reish Galusa Baha Yeshiva. I was appointed by the local authorities. And Rav Nachman was a son-in-law of the Reish Galusa.
He was a judge when all of Rabbis
exactly. So since
greatest expert.
And therefore, he was the expert. And it wasn't just because he was a son-in-law, but he took him as an Eidim Rabbi because he was the Poisek Hador. He was the Rav Eliashiv in Zandor, or a Moish in his Dor. And therefore, he was a Dayan. I'm sorry?
Could have been the chief rabbi.
Most chief rabbis today are Nishazach.
He was in Mamonos. He was a circuit.
Yes. In Mamonos, he was the Poisek. Exactly. That's why when we said in the Amud Aleph, you were upset about Rav Nachman. I said, don't worry, Rav Nachman is going to be the superstar here in the Amud Bay.
Reish Galusa was not.
I'm sorry?
I thought it was more like Chief Rowdy. Reish Galusa was not going to pick the guy that's the...
Politics, not...
Anyway, no, at that time, the...
He was... Why makes right? He's
no, I'm not...
He was a Reish Galusa by Yeshiva. By Yeshiva means the Talmid Chacham. He wasn't just taken as a political appointee. The head of the Yeshiva. Yeah, the Rosh Yeshiva. He meant the Poisik. Now, Rav Sheshes, I'm not taking away from you. You also say Chashiv Talmid Chacham, but you don't have the same status as I have. And therefore, since the Chacham said Shuda Didaini, Ich bin doch Didaini, and he is not going to Shudai. The Oid, and number two, and this is what Rav Pinchas was saying before, may Kara Lav Vatiris Hochi. Had you told me that you decided to give Rami Bachama based on your Shuda Dadaini, no, maybe I would have gone and deferred to you. But you didn't tell me that the reason was. The reason why you gave me before was because of Kadim, because he got in the morning and he got in the afternoon. We, outside of Yerushalayim, don't care about mornings and afternoons because of the fact that we don't write shoyz. If we don't write shoyz, there's no hakpada on what time. It all closes at the close of business that day, so to speak. That's when the closing hits, and therefore makes no difference. He's 9, he's 3, 4, 5, it's all the same.
Postmark.
Sorry?
The postmark on it.
Obviously. Just like when you pay your taxes, you have to postmark April 15, regardless. Good. There you go. Anyway, that's the end of the story, and now we have yet another story.
Have no trace.
I'm sorry, what's your question? Your question?
On that?
Who wanted presumably Rav Nachman had the final word. Presumably,
if you really have a dying of this area, you go to him, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. Well, presumably Rav Nachman.
New York is different. There's a lot of different Batei Din, but yeah, there was one there.
And nobody is more certified more than the other one. They're bigger between the Chum, less between the Chum, but no one has more strength than the other. Okay, we continue on. Hano three story to us come to Rav Yosef. Two stories come in front of Rav Yosef. Chad Abba Kosim b'chamisha minisin. One of them said very clearly, fifth day in Nisan. V'chad Abba Kosim b'ben Nisan Stama. And the other one just says Nisan Stam without saying what day of Nisan. Which, by the way, is even fairly common today. In when you have closings on American corporate documents, very often the lawyers leave the, if they write, May blank 2015, leaving a blank because I don't know, it's going to close today, it's going to close tomorrow, it's going to close in 3 days from now. So therefore you leave a blank, and then of course you're supposed to fill it in. But sometimes they forget to fill it in. Why? Because the partners rely on the associates rely on the paralegals rely on the secretaries. Secretaries go to lunch, and therefore nobody fills in the
dice. It does avoid the whole shot.
Oh, that's going to be the Gamsa Shalom. Yes, I'm all day. So now the point is, so I don't know. Okay, slightly, don't be nervous, don't be nervous. So the question is, now it's 20 years later, and nobody remembers, was this a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, did they say Hallel that day, or was it in the middle of Chol HaMoed, and it was a Dabar Avid, or was it after Yom Tov, was it the last day of Nisan? One of them, certainly I know it says the fifth day of Nisan, is crystal clear. But the other one says Nisan blank, Tov Shin, Tov Reish, whatever, Chvaisvish. So Vosel Medotan. So that these
it's
two.
It's the same seller and different purchaser.
So now the question is, who gets it? Is it purchaser number one or purchaser number two? It says Chad Avakos b'Chamish v'Nisim, Chad Avakos b'Nisim Stama. It's Ukmi Rav Yosef Lahud de Chamish v'Nisim Menachosim. Rav Yosef Paskind, you're it's like as ain't suffering boitzim in Nevada. I know for sure you get the fifth of this, and the other guy I don't know. It's Rishchoidish, it's a Choftes, a Chveishish. You get it for sure. He gave it to number five, the one that had chamisha v'nisim. Okay. Omli idach v'ano avsid v'osel zayin mitmiya, and I'm going to lose everything. Chodah chashtan, it's the gechasmet. I get nothing. Omli at yodach ala tachtoina. Since you don't have any conclusive proof whether you're earlier or later, maybe you're the 29th. In other words, maybe you're Erev Rish Chodesh Iyar. I don't know. Amalei. So he said to him, okay, so do me a favor. V'nichtav li mar tirfa me'ir ve'elach. What's meant? So Rashi says that, as we know from previous Gemaras, like we learned yesterday and the day before, etc., that many times, most of the time, people, when they would buy something, they would do it ba'achrayis. Achrayis means that there's a money-back guarantee, that just in case someone afterwards takes the field away from me, that the purchaser can go back to the seller and say, give me my money back. Now, what happens if the seller has no money? Because the seller is an oni ve'evyon, so then I have a shibud on all of the meshubadim, on all of the nechasim. Aha! So now, this person who lost because of the fact that his shtar just said Nisan blank, it didn't say which day of Nisan, but at the very, very least, I bought it on Choftes Nisan. Ah, if that's the case, I should be able to go and trump all those shtaris from Rosh Chodesh Iyar and further. So do me a favor, give me a shtar tirfa. I'd like to go back to the seller, but the seller has no money. So I'm going to go to all the mishubadim, and you're going to give me a shtar that says that I have the right to foreclose and to attach all properties made Rosh Chodesh Iyar ve'elach, because at the very least, I'm Choftes Nisan. Azei zok deyit. He asked Rav Yosef, "Ksoiv li mar tirfa meir ve'elach." Omalei, so said Rav Yosef, "Yachle lemeimaloch at bar chad benisanat." You're going to have a big, big problem in collecting. How are you going to have a big problem in collecting? You're going to go to all of these fellows, and you're going to go and say to the mishubadim, "You see, I have a shtar tirfa. Why do you have a shtar tirfa? Because I have a shtar of choftes which trumps yours. It supersedes yours. It's priority in day, and I lost it because of Yosef Paskind against me. And since I have a chreis, and since the seller has no money, seller says, go to the Mishubadim. You're the Mishubadim. I want to collect from you." So this Mishubadim happens to be very, very clever. He's very smart. And he says, "I think Rav Yosef made a boo-boo. because I think the shtar really was from Rish Chodesh Nissan, and therefore you should get the property, and therefore you have no achrayus to come to me because you should have won the case. And
go
therefore,
to the other guy, or somebody coming to me.
Exactly, don't come to me. I am not your Baal Dovar because of the fact I think you should have won it, and I was very careful about your shtar. I knew about your shtar, and I knew that it was written, but I figured that he had enough money left over, so don't come to me. And in fact, you could be toitif all those guys in Chodesh Nissen, not only from Ir Ve'elech. If the original seller sold other properties from Beis Nissen until Koftes Nissen, you preceded them. Yachal Memelach at Bar Chad Benissenat. Perhaps you are from Rish Chodesh Nissen, and therefore don't come to me, come to any properties that were sold in between.
But why does it preclude him from going to the Ir guy? Just because...
You always have to go to the earlier Mishabana, because the letter, the person from Ir can go and say, hey, nachin chomokam ligvay semenet. The reason why I bought this property then is because I knew that you had the liens on all the other preceding properties. But the point is that that guy can go and say, just like Rav Yosef couldn't paskin like you, because you had a suffix, whether you're from the beginning of this and the end of this, and don't go against me with a suffix, because maybe you're not a choftes nissen guy, you're a shchoyish nissen guy, and therefore you should have retained that property. That property should be yours. Don't come to me. And don't, are you going to go and say that the hey nissen guy is going to come to him? Maybe the hey nissen guy bought a shaloi bachrayis, or dailet saros and bishat. If he comes, we'll worry about it then. But in the meantime, I'm not giving to you, because you should own the property. The Bez and Rav Yosef and no business taking it away from you, and therefore I'm not going to go and pay.
The Hainison guy's not going to come. He has his field. He's not worried.
Exactly. He's busy working his field.
Fair enough. But the point is that this Nissen blank fellow is going to be Kareach Mikan the Kareach Mikan. When he's going to go to the Rish Chodesh Ir fellow, the Rish Chodesh Ir says, it really should belong to you. Rav Yosef gave it to the government. Don't blame me. Work it out with him.
To the early guys either, because they can all say the same thing.
Say the same
thing. It's your field. What do you want from me?
Musk.
A defective star is defective to collect from anybody else.
Exactly. So what can this guy do now? But he's stuck Kareach Mikan. Sounds like both of them write a show for each one. Rashi says, no. That this fellow who has the blank star should go over to the fellow who has the Hey Nissen star and say to him, please give me a power of attorney to represent both of us. What does he use that power of attorney for? Now he goes to the Rosh Chodesh Ir guy, and he says to the Rosh Chodesh Ir guy, I want to collect based on my shtar, because I just lost to Rav Yosef, and as a result of the fact that I lost, I want to be able to collect for you. He's going to say, no, I thought you should go and win. But if I would have won, what would happen with the person from Hey? That's his problem. I have a power attorney. I'm also representing the Hey Nissen guy. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Mamanav Shach, you have to go and pay. If you're going to go and pay me, if you're going to go and say that I am from Choftes Nissen, and therefore I bona fide lost that Din Torah, and therefore I want to collect the Mayachrayas, then pay me. If you're going to go and say, no, that I should have won the Din Torah, and the Hey Nissen guy should have lost, I have the Hey Nissen's power of attorney as well. So Manav Shach, you have to go and pay me either way. Let's look at the last Rashi.
It sounds like a knunya they made.
Well, that's a power of attorney. Third line of Rashi. Nichtav Hashua Ladoni. Yevakish Me'ez Chaveira. This person with the suffix Nissen Shtar should go and ask his Chaver, Grace Chaver, his colleague, Bar Chamisha Benissen, the one of the Hey Benissen, the Yimsalei Shtaroi, he should go and give him his Shtar from the Hey Nissen, the Yichtav Le Hasho Olav, and he should give him a power of attorney, Litrav Lekuchais, to go and be able to collect from the Lekuchais. Vimyoim Ruloi Bar Chad Benissen At, if they're going to go and tell him, you're from Rish Chodesh Nissen, and therefore you should have gotten the property, Oim Lehem, fine, I'm not collecting from me. Ani balitroi bishvul moishel chamisha benissen. Shar lishoneinu mocher bachrais. I want to go and collect it for him. You're telling me I should have won. Ask him I should have won. Fine. And if I take a win, if we go back to Yosef, he'll give it to me. Then the Hamanissen guy is going to be out of pocket. Oh, I'm collecting for him. Vani bobasho aleichem mikoychoi. Vimyoim ruloi hukadam. And they're going to say, no. Rabbi Yosef was right, he really deserved it, he's Hey Nissen, and you're Choftes Nissen, V'yad bar Choftes Nissen, O'yisa, I'm lehed, no, ani bo machmas asmi, ay bazei, ich bin doch v'dof amir alei. So therefore, since this person can come with both koiches, both for himself and for the Hey Nissen, either way, he can go and collect from the Mishabadim, because one of them certainly deserved to get the field, either the Hey Nissen guy, or the Safik Nissen guy, one of them deserved. Therefore, all the Mishabadim have to go and pay on their Shibudim, but if she'll be able to collect.